Hello.
And welcome
to the center of Death Valley.
How do we do that so in sync every time?
We have, what, like 2 years of practice at this point?
Yeah, but we did it perfect from the beginning.
Yes.
Every time. How do we do it? Where does the synchronicity come in?
Can we talk about the center of Death Valley. When you're in the center of Death Valley, all that happens is synchronicities. There's coincidences don't happen here. They were outlawed by the secret vacation police, like 20 years ago.
You want to talk about Carl Jung and the shadow self?
Union psychology is a deep subject. By the way, this is the Devil's Advocate's Legalistic Podcast and a variety show.
Well, I figured we'd go without an introduction.
No, we can't.
They know what they're listening to.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
You think they know what they're listening
to? Oh, definitely. It's right there when they press the play button.
Do you think they know that this is John?
And Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they do after like 100 episodes.
I wonder how many episodes we actually have. I didn't think about that.
It's got to be close to 100 at this point. 2 years.
If we start talking about union psychology, we'll be here forever, man.
All right.
I'm not saying we should, but like...
What are you in the mood for?
What
comes to your mind?
Well, you know... We haven't really kept the audience surprised of the goings-on here in Death Valley.
I mean, Death Valley is the same. You've got the secret vacation police. You've got...
Think about all the people that are kind of new to the show, though. Like, a lot of people just kind of show up for whenever Alex Jones and
Joe Rogan
take over the show.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why they do that. Force us out of the studio.
Yeah.
Record ridiculous stuff.
Yeah. I don't know why they do that either, but...
It's really kind of shitty of them.
They think they own the podcast space. They think they're number one, but... You know, they're not. They're number two. We're number one.
Yeah, we're number one. Joe Rogan's number two. Alex Jones is number three.
Alex Jones isn't even allowed on Spotify, is he? That's why they take over our show. It's because it's the only way for Alex to get on the air anymore.
He has his own show though on his website.
Yeah, but I mean Spotify is
Spotify would not let his crazy ass on.
That's why they have to do it. That's why they have to take our show. Yeah, that's why they do it.
And then they take DMT.
Yeah, they smoke all of our DMT.
And then they, like, all of it I collect and make from your Muppet brain.
Yeah.
I just extracted from it.
Hundreds of grams, and they just blow it all in one go. They don't even enjoy the stuff properly.
I'm planning to sell you brain DMT, and they just come and steal it and smoke it all, and then they walk out all like, drunkenly and...
Like, at most, you should, like, maybe smoke a gram of it in one go.
I've smoked about a gram of it in one go.
Yeah, you know?
I've smoked more than a gram of it in one go.
Well, yeah, but I feel like after a while, it's like...
There's no point to it.
Diminishing returns, right?
Yeah.
They're doing, like, 132 grams a hit. You know, I only produce, like, 30 grams per month.
Yeah, it's...
And that's after, like, I have to really try hard to make it happen.
They kill our backlog.
Yeah. The fuck, man?
It's really
bad.
We gotta,
like, file a restraining order.
No.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter if restraining orders aren't actually...
Effective against Alex Jones.
Not only are they effective against Alex Jones specifically... Oh, no, wait, let's just stay with that one. No, yeah, you're right. I had another thought, but no, you're right. That's it. They don't work against Alex Jones. He just doesn't observe them.
He doesn't. It comes from the federal government. He doesn't believe in that.
It's like he's a sovereign citizen. You can't put a restraining order against me. I am my own
country.
Yeah.
I gave up my rights as a citizen. What a fucking stupid thing to do. And continue to live in the United States.
Can we talk about sovereign citizens?
Oh my god, please.
Alright, so, sovereign citizens. Let's actually say what they are for the audience at home. Some of them may not know.
They sign
Not all of them are from,
America.
America, and even ones in America may not know what this means. A sovereign citizen, to boil it down, is someone who believes that the laws of the country do not apply to them because they have somehow revoked citizenship.
Yeah, they give away their rights.
Now, some of them do take it as far as actually trying to sign some papers that...
They do. Some of them do.
Yeah, that revoke their citizenship, and these people can get themselves in a lot of problems.
Yeah, because they are working as a non-citizen within the United States. They get themselves deported to nowhere. An airport in France like that guy.
A lot of people don't sign any papers, though. They just believe that they can just say...
I'm not a citizen anymore. I can do what I want.
Yeah, I'm a sovereign citizen, and none of this applies to me. And so... Or they'll, like, misinterpret laws or use, like, really old laws that aren't applicable anymore. So one example that I can think of that I think is very funny.
What's that?
There's these folks that will drive around without a driver's license, without any plates on their car, no registration. And...
Get pulled over by the police?
Yeah, if they get pulled over by the police, they'll start talking about...
How they're not a U.S. citizen and they've given up their rights. And...
No. Some of them will do that, right? Mm-hmm. But then there's others that are like, actually, I don't need a driving license because I'm not a commercial entity in the pursuit of commercial gain. I am a private individual who is engaged in...
Oh, my God.
Who is engaged...
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, who is engaged in traveling or some other, like, old language they'll use. And they're referencing, like, these old laws that don't apply anymore.
Rather,
that don't apply to them and in the way that they think. Because really it's talking about how you need a certain type of license in order to drive commercial freight and things like that.
Yeah. You need a C-class license. And it doesn't apply to them because you still need a license to drive, even if you are a private citizen, because you are still observing the laws of the country, because you are a citizen within the country and have to follow the laws dictated down to you by your government.
Yeah, it's just...
It's a horrible practice, but it is what we're left with after Voltaire.
Yeah, they just don't know what the laws are, and they think that they don't need those things. But it's funny because I've seen the videos, and it's just so funny that... They'll be, like, citing these laws, and the cops are like, all right, that's cool and all, but, like, you still can't drive without a license and plates and registration, so your car is getting impounded, you're getting ticketed, find a way home.
Now,
because we're taking your car, you can't do that, you know? And then some of them will raise enough of a stink to get arrested, and those are funny, too, because...
Yeah.
I love it when people stand up for their rights, but it...
In the wrong way?
No, it is funny when people stand up for rights that they don't have.
Can we talk about the First Amendment auditor video you sent me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that was intense.
By all means, I love First Amendment audit videos.
So,
some of them are good and some of them are bad.
So John watches these videos, and he tells me about one that takes place in Legally Distinct Ava.
Let me describe what a First Amendment audit video, or what a First Amendment auditor is and what they do. Super quick. The First Amendment of the Constitution of America states that we have the right to free speech, and... in the modern age, that has extended to the right to record in public spaces. And if you're in America, you do have that right. You can record in public spaces. And if you are in public, you don't have a right to privacy. You don't have an expectation of privacy. That's just a fact. And there are people who go out and gauge police reactions to them flexing their First Amendment rights and community reactions.
Setting, Legally Distinct Ava.
Ava, Missouri, the Ozarks.
Yeah. It even says Ozarks on the...
It's not Legally Distinct. You can find the video.
Yeah.
We lived in Legally Distinct Ava at one point, but those are separate places. Ours is Legally Distinct. The one we're talking about now is not.
You can see Ozarks in the on the side of the police cruisers. And this guy walks into the police station with his camera on recording. And there's this clerk. His name is Dave. Dave the clerk.
No relation.
Yeah. And Dave is like, you can't record in here. And the guy's like, no, I have a First Amendment right.
It's true. Legally speaking, the man can record in the lobby and the public areas of the police station.
I need some complaint forms.
Mm-hmm. That's what the man with the camera wants.
Yeah, he wants 2 complaint forms. I don't know why he wants these complaint forms, but he comes in aggressively and he's like, I want these 2 complaint forms, and I can record, and you can't stop me.
Yeah, to be fair, he's being kind of an asshole about it. He is being aggressive.
And Dave's like, you done fucked up. You don't know where you are. And Dave calmly gets up, and he gets him the complaint forms, and he's like, give me a sunshine request, too, and another complaint form. I want a 3rd one. And I'm like, why is he escalating this?
Well, because he's escalating it because Dave the clerk is telling him to leave. And he's taking offense to that.
Or turn off his camera at least.
Right. Now
he gets him his 2 complaint forms.
To be fair to the man with the camera,
He's allowed to do that,
and it seems like Dave doesn't understand that. But to be fair to Dave, they're in Ava fucking Missouri. And it doesn't matter what the Constitution says.
You're in Ava, Missouri,
and you don't just barge into the fucking police station.
Demanding that. Yeah.
Saying, you don't tell me what to do.
And Dave's being very reasonable. He's like, can you please turn off your camera?
He's being calm, at least.
Yeah. I think he's being somewhat reasonable for someone in the Ozarks. He's not aggressive. And then he goes back, and he gets one of the cops. One of the city police.
Wasn't it
a lieutenant?
Yeah, didn't the police of chief or the chief of police?
That's later. That's okay. Later. Okay, hold on. And then, and first the lieutenant, Lieutenant Duxworth, shows up. And
may I?
Yes, you can light that up. And pushes the guy with the camera out. He's like, "You can't be in here. Get out of here. You can fill out your complaint forms. You can write a sunshine request up on the back of the." thing, but you need to get the fuck out of here."
Mm-hmm.
Dave detail.
That was the energy. He's like, I don't want you in here.
You're bothering Dave.
Yeah, you're bothering Dave. Just wait outside. We'll get you what you need.
Yeah. And he processes the reports and whatever, and he comes back and he's like, you need to leave. And then the guy starts antagonizing him more. I don't know why he keeps fucking, like, pushing.
I know why.
Because he wants...
He's a First Amendment auditor, yeah. And he's trying to flex his rights. And to be fair, the public areas of a police station are a public area.
Yeah.
And you can't exactly ask him to, or you can't demand that he leaves for the reasons they were, and that was the rights he was standing up for.
Yeah, which is fair.
It is, so...
But the way he was going about it,
so he
could have been a little better too.
Yeah, he's definitely not very nice about it. That's very clear.
Yeah, he's like very fuck you. I have my rights. You can't fucking tell me I can't do this. I can do whatever I want within my rights. And he's right. But there's times and places to flex your rights. And then the chief of police comes out, and he starts asking for his badge number, and the chief of police is like, fuck you, I'm not telling you my badge number. Does it look like I'm wearing my badge right now or anything? You pulled me out of the back for this fucking bullshit.
And he gets a big-ass dude. He's got a bandage on his face.
Where he's just been in a fight with a suspect.
Or something. Yeah. I don't know what his deal... Now, this dude came in hot.
Yeah, because his lieutenant was like, there's this asshole outside. You need to come and take care of it.
The chief of police did not have to come in like that, though. He starts getting up in there, and he's like what's your name, boy?
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like, you got a do-rag in there, boy? And I'm like, whoa.
You see that do-rag on your head?
But To be fair, or not to be fair, he's but in, to be clear.
He's in Ava, Missouri.
He's in Ava, Missouri. This is why
you're
in
the Ozarks. You're in the Ozarks.
And so this is what the point of...
And this guy isn't even from Ava. He's from, like, he's Branson. From Branson.
Yeah. And this is the whole point of a First Amendment audit, is to go to places like this where the people are pretty backwards, and to show, like, if you go in and you start flexing your rights, they will be retaliatory. And a lot of them have the mindset of, like, I don't have an obligation to be nice about it. And that might be true. I personally feel like, you know, you attract more flies with honey, right?
Yeah.
I've thought about doing First Amendment auditing, and I think that in the right way, and done in the right way, it's a good thing to do.
Yeah. No, definitely. But also the way he was doing it.
If you just have a friendlier tone about you, and you're trying to help out, and...
So, he takes it to the city council. Because apparently the cops threatened him after this. They threatened his life.
Apparently,
they were like, if you come back to Ava, you're going to end up dead.
I believe that.
Yeah, I do too. 100,000% I was like, well, you fucked around and found out. And then afterwards, he comes up and he antagonizes the chief of police again.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of funny. He was like, well, you got anything to say now?
You want
to
come outside with me?
Yeah, that was... I don't like it when they're like that. And some of them get like that. Also, like, a lot of them really love macing people.
I was very uncomfortable watching it.
A lot of them are very uncomfortable.
And then afterwards, he kept harassing the police on Facebook and shit, and he got himself a federal warrant. For harassment.
You know the ones I like?
In the county he lives in, and not even the county where he was harassing the person, in the fucking county he lives in. So it would be a federal warrant, and not just the local one.
Yeah. No, they didn't fuck around. But he did find out.
That dude found out. He fucked around and he found out. And then at the end, there's this fucking dude, and he's like, he calls the Ava police station, and he's like, I know where this guy is. He's in Lieutenant Ducksworth's head. And I'm like, okay, I'm fucking done.
That was weird. The ending was so strange. He's living rent-free in Lieutenant Duckworth's head. I also was like, that's so unnecessary and childish.
And you can hear the operator kind of laugh a little bit, and I was like, no, man, you gotta straight-face that.
The ones that I like are called silent audits.
Oh, where they just stand around and don't say anything? Those sound interesting.
They just show up in a public place, they post up with a camera, and they don't say a word to anybody. And that's that. And if someone shows up and gets in front of their camera, they film them. And if they get fucked up about it, then...
They're on camera getting fucked up about it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like... I kind of respect
those
that.
Are funny. Those are kind of funny.
Those are kind of funny. Like,
but the other content is not. What you're telling me is almost abuse of rights.
A lot of them. Okay, so a lot of them I believe.
And then they push it too far and they find out.
Or they so, there's this one group that I used to love watching called the Agamazette Press. And I liked watching them because it was a father son duo, and in the beginning they had a lot of really friendly interactions. They would go around filming in towns and
talking to people.
Mm-hmm. And the police too, and they would be like, you know,
what can you tell me, what can you say?
Yeah, like, do you like living here? What, is there anything interesting going on? Like tell me about this place.
See, I like that.
And it was an amazing, I really enjoyed watching those. Every now and then someone would be like, hey, why are you doing that? And they'd be like, I just
want
get
to
film of the place. You know, I've never been here. I just want to show people what it's like. And they'd be like, oh, okay, well,
here,
you know, there's some interesting stuff over this way, you know?
Then come with me.
So then there was this one video that they did where they were filming outside of a post office.
Oh, that's weird.
Weird, totally allowed, and I don't see any reason why anyone should actually be upset about that, to be honest with you.
No, but it's weird.
They're outside of it. Okay. They're, like, on the sidewalk, taking shots of it. Nothing really out of the ordinary, if you ask me, on that one. And some people get really fucked up about it.
Of course.
And they start accosting the father and son, and eventually...
The cops show up?
Well, before that happens, the father ends up actually kind of having to defend them. and he pulls out some mace, and this is like the first video that I remember seeing of this kind. And it was the first time it happened with them too. All of the other stuff, really friendly, and then
and even after this,
I'll get to that. So
he pulls out the mace.
He maces someone that he is, to be fair, like putting their lives in danger, like trying to run them over with a car and shit.
Okay.
The police show up. They don't get in any trouble because they were well within their rights to do what they did. The cops are basically like, everybody should just go.
Yeah.
Like, everybody just
everybody clear out.
Yeah. Like, nobody, like...
This is not a crime scene, but it's like, close to it.
Yeah. Like, everybody just go. And anyway...
They go?
Yeah. It all ended up being fine in the end, but that video got a lot of views.
Oh, so they started doing other things like this.
And then all of a sudden, not only did their videos start getting a lot more spicy, and Mace started getting involved a lot more, but then other people start going and doing their audits with Mace, and it's called giving people the sauce, and yes, and they get in people's faces, and they're like, oh, you don't like it when I film you, but it's my right, it's my First Amendment right.
Get the fuck out of my face. Yeah. Push, and they bought the Mace, because they touched them.
Yeah.
And they're well within their rights.
So it's...
Oh, my God.
It's pretty fucky. And then I saw one from Agamazette Press where I finally was like, I'm not watching these guys anymore. I can't support this because they were filming outside of a store and people got fucked up about it. And, like, someone, like, pushed him. So the father, like, sprayed his mace at the guy into the store. And what a bunch of people were in the store.
And they all get hit by it, right?
And they were all getting affected by it. Like, an old lady was coming out, and she's like, I can't breathe. And
yeah, because you breathed in the gas.
And that was when I was like, yeah, no. I don't like this. This is fucked.
I stay away from people with cameras. Especially nowadays. You don't know what they're fucking up to.
I go up to them, and I start jacking off, and I give them my fiberglass cum, and they get asbestos and fibromyalgia. No wait,
no, that's
mesothelioma.
I'm the mesothelioma. Yeah, cloud. Yeah. You're filled with it. You just stand next to me.
Yes.
So we're sponsored by First Amendment Auditing.
We're sponsored by the Agamazette Press.
Oh my God.
In order to get the money for this one, we had to suck their dicks.
It was very aggressive. They maced us in the face.
Their cum was maced. It turns out they've been swallowing the stuff for years to build up a tolerance, but then it also turned their cum into mace. And,
yeah,
and now they get off on spraying their mace cum into people's faces. And we're sponsored by those guys.
Yeah, we suffered from it.
Yeah.
We're sponsored by our hair. What's it again?
The Agamazette Press.
Yeah, we're sponsored by the Agamazette Press.
Explicitly.
Yeah, definitely, 100%. They sponsored us with their mace cum.